Oh, this is a response to a boo that Greg McQueen made following his Transmedia audio boo. The boo he made following up is called Thinking Three. And basically Greg was explaining just how many social platforms he can handle reasonably and with content. And he came up with the number three, and he mentioned the three that he could handle and have a presence on a regular basis throughout the day and deal with, and the ones that he was having problems with, or even ones that he felt he should abandon since he no longer uses them. And basically Greg asked how many others found that they could handle easily. And so the response for me on this one is probably three. It's strange. But mine is totally different, I think, because Twitter, when I first took out Twitter, and bear in mind that as far as I'm concerned, my involvement with social media really only came about at the beginning of the year, and I mean immediately at the beginning of the year, and that's when I really became involved in it. Apart from that, I had and I still am involved in a forum, and I'm actually a moderator on that forum and have been for quite a while now. I'll come back to that, but I took Twitter up at the start, and I became quite involved in it, and I found it was a great way of just keeping in contact and making friends and finding out what other people were getting into. And of course you start to follow people and people follow you. And so Twitter initially for me was really good. But now I seldom tweet. I mean, I will tweet during probably each day. I tweet immediately in the morning. One tweet, if I get a response to anything at that point, or someone who follows me or knows me spots that I've come on board and respond, then a conversation may start up from there. But apart from that, I'm really not. I've drifted further away from the use of Twitter in my daily life. I still find it of great interest for certain things, and I still watch for certain things, but my content for Twitter now is very, very little, to be honest. And but I refuse to drop it, because I still want to use it. I still want to get involved. I still want to be involved. And I've made some good friends there, and I wouldn't want to lose that. But I have to put my hand up and say that content-wise, it has sort of dried up compared to when I first used it. Of course, I suppose that happens with any kind of social media where you take it up, first of all. And Greg mentioned Facebook, which I'll go into next. Facebook, of course, a lot of people take up, and that is their whole life. Me, I was reluctant to take it up to start with. I totally avoided it for a long while, long before I got involved in Twitter. And to be honest, I very seldom put stuff off. Only recently now that I've got involved with things like Google Plus, and well, I say involved, I'll come back to that one. Really, I haven't, to be honest. But Listly, I've really taken to Listly. But as I said, I'll come back to these things. So I've started linking lots of things now to my Facebook page. So rather than sort of abusing my Facebook page on a daily basis, which I really never was, the content that will be on my Facebook page now will actually be stuff that I have linked up to or sent to Facebook from other social media. So it's not direct input, if it is, as it were. I'm not sitting there with Facebook in front of me and writing comments or content or whatever else. It's usually just linked stuff. So Facebook, I really don't use. I do use it, so it has to be counted, but it's not one of the three, I would say, if I have three. So getting back to the Google Plus, I've become involved in purely due to Nick Holloway, that is Nick Holloway Vox, because of Nick. Nick began this these regular hangouts throughout the day, and I become involved in that. And initially, I was very involved and would drop in quite regular to hang out with Nick's contemplative hangouts. And then because of holiday periods and other commitments between holiday periods, which others know about, I haven't been able to get back in, and I've just managed to get back in this week again a couple of times, and now today there's been some problems with Google Plus. But Google Plus and listening to all the content on Audioboo regarding Google Plus, the people are getting involved. I'm really enthralled by what's going on with Google Plus. I'm really interested in getting into it in a much bigger way than I am just now, rather than dropping in someone else's. I would really love to be involved in a Google Hangout proper, as it were, where discussions are carried out or carried on. And lots of things running about my own head regarding that. So, yes, Google Plus, I have to count that as one, because I've now got into it, and I now feel that I'd really love to get into it in a big way. But I have to sort out some things, and I may do a separate audio view on the reasons why I can't get involved as others do and as much as I would like to. And so it's definitely something that I really would like to do more with. So that brings us around to Audioboo itself. And Audioboo for me is my complete and utter daily social networking platform. I probably got Audioboo on from early morning. Well, one of the first things I do is refresh all my Audioboo categories, as it were. I catch them up first thing in the morning onto my iPhone, and then I can carry on through the day as I go about, as I'm doing just now outside in the garden, around the pond, out in the car, and I can follow Audioboo right through the day, and that is every day. I make enough content to justify saying I'm an active member, and I absolutely love Audioboo. I agree with many people who have stated that audio is far better to follow. Audio is far better to follow than video, and it's absolutely true, because you can listen to audio and still get on with other aspects of your life, and including work. And so I have to say that the biggest platform in my life is Audioboo, without a doubt, and I just absolutely love it, and I think it's a fantastic platform. I won't go into extolling its virtues any further than that. Most of you will know how I feel about it, and I think it is absolutely a great platform. So I think that if I count Twitter as being one, yes, I would, yeah. And the other one would be Google Plus, now that I'm really trying to get into it, and I've actually been scribbling down lots of ideas for Google Plus. And then Audioboo. So, yes, Greg, as far as I'm concerned, I have three. As I said, Facebook is only acts like a kind of a link page or a link platform for stuff. So that's my three. As I said before, I am moderator on a forum, and that takes up an awful lot of time. In fact, I'll be perfectly honest and say that I am not in any way, shape or form carrying out my full duties for quite a while now, because of other commitments and getting involved in social media. Even my time that I spend on the forum is more vigilant time. In other words, checking in every day and checking throughout the day to see that there's nothing nasty going on, and but actual making content in that It's kind of almost dried up, and it's not because I don't want to, it's just I have so many other things to do. I have all things about my life. You would think that a person that was retired would have more time than anyone else, but that is absolutely not true, I can assure you. It doesn't work out that way. You just tend to take on more on board when you have all the spare time, and you end up with less time than when you were working. So, but yeah, I have to say that I'm glad that Greg raised that question, because it would be interesting to hear. I suppose people out there are using Facebook, on a daily basis. And then we have people who have blogs. Now, that is one thing I should have mentioned. I did actually start a blog, and that's all I did. I started the blog. I never got any further than starting it. And it's redundant, to be honest with you. I haven't got the time to sit and do a blog. Another social media I tried to get into, I follow it, is SoundCloud, and I follow that via Mixcloud, aka Fireman, our own Fireman Rich Roberts. And I always follow Richie's stuff. I listened out to his Tuesday gig. And I tried to get into that too, but it was time consuming to compile basically say a 30-minute radio program. And I have some stuff saved just to be completed, but as I said, time just goes by and you get tied up with so many other things. I do, anyway. So that's my three. I better not ramble on any further, or people say that probably your biggest one, Mac, is Blithern. So I'll leave it at that, and bye for now.